Welcome to Showing Up Solo, your go-to source for solopreneur success in the digital world. You're not just running a business, you're wearing all the hats, from CEO to content creator. What if I told you there's a way to master online marketing without sacrificing all your time? Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Showing Up Solo. So you know I love to record my content in advance. So even though this is coming out a little bit after this, you're finding me and the amazing Leanne Calderwood just before attending the Chic Summit. And it's super appropriate that we're recording this today, because today we're talking about live audience, like live events, mm-hmm. and we're about to go host workshops at a live event. So Leanne, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited for this conversation.
I would love for you to just introduce yourself to my audience, let them know a little bit about you and what you do.
Sure. Hi, everyone. My name is Leanne Calderwood. I'm a LinkedIn and personal branding trainer out of Kelowna, BC. And I do have a soft spot for helping introverts shine quietly and amplify their voice in sometimes an often noisy world.
I love that. I think it's wonderful to have someone with your insights here today, because I do think that's a problem, especially for a lot of my listeners, is the kind of anxiety around hosting a live event, whether it's online or in person. Especially if you're introverted, it's way out of your comfort zone. But I would say, and I think you probably agree, it's quite an important part of your marketing strategy.
It is. Well, and I am a trainer and a speaker, but my career is in the live events industry. So meetings and events and conferences has been my kind of playground for the last 20 years. And it really is about bringing people together, but it is also about networking and growing your own personal brand so that people can recognize you and start to trust you with their purchasing decisions.
And actually, that makes me think of a great question, because personal branding is also something that you're an expert in. Mm-hmm. What do you think the role of live events is in building a personal brand?
Well, that's the thing, is live events is critical to building trust, right? We can build trust through our other formats, be it social media, even through this podcast format here. But meeting someone face-to-face, you really get to know someone and begin to trust them with whatever decision that you have at hand. But part of that trust is knowing what you're trusting them with. And that's where your personal brand comes into play. Once you're able to articulate the things that you do offer and the skills that you are really good at, people can start to kind of categorize you and label you and make sure that you are serving a specific need in their world.
I love that answer. So, I mean, I've done a few launches and I planned a few launches for clients. Mm-hmm. And one of the elements is always some kind of live event, whether it's a 3-day challenge or a webinar or workshop. That's usually an element. And one of the reasons that I recommend it is it's great for list building. Mm-hmm. It's also, especially if you're launching something like an online course or you're in coaching, it's a great kind of trial run, like an example of, this is what I'm like when I'm teaching and I'm connecting with you. What do you think are the real benefits of integrating something like a live event into your launch plan?
Well, and we follow a similar format. I also have digital courses. I use webinars predominantly to kind of launch my digital courses. And to your point, it is about the audience beginning to know and trust you, but also get a sense of your teaching style. And so that's what a webinar can do, or if you're doing it in an in-person event, that's what your workshop or your breakout session will do, is it gives you the people a sense of the kind of teaching that you're providing. Everyone learns differently, especially as adults, we all learn differently. And as we've come to now learn, introverts and extroverts also learn differently. So we want to make sure that people are paired with the correct kind of instruction. And that's what that live element can really do, is give them a sense not only of the content that lies ahead of them, but how they're going to be delivered the content.
And what kind of live events do you recommend for introverts particularly? Because I know live event is like a red flashing light. Ah, I don't want to do it. I've been working on a few clients of my own who are introverted, and I'm like, come on, this needs to be something we do. So what are your suggestions for that?
Yes, well, and as an introvert in the live events industry, in-person networking and in-person delivery can be the most intimidating. But for introverts, doing those webinars is a little less intimidating, a fewer friction points, because it is one-to-one. Even if your webinar audience is 10 or 1,000 people, it really is only one camera lens that you're speaking to. So for introverts who are new to delivering education, I think a webinar or even a small meeting, small Zoom meeting with trusted friends is a great way to start.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Actually, when I was preparing for the workshop that I'll be hosting in a couple of days, I wanted to test out my material because it was a workshop that I've like cut down, and we'll talk about what goes into a good workshop in a moment. But one of the things I did is I just put my Loom app on. If you're not familiar, Loom's just a online tool you can use to record your screen. And I just presented it to myself and recorded, but sent it to my sister to tell me what she thought, someone who didn't know what I was talking about, so she could give me fresh eyes. Mm-hmm. And I found that really helped. And it gets rid of a lot of the nerves too, because I mean, I've talked about this content so much online, but I haven't actually, this is my first in-person speaking event doing this.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah. Well, I think even introverts, I mean, obviously introverts like doing things solo, and that's the name of your podcast, ironically, but we still need community. So even if that community is two or three like-minded people, they're there to support you, provide you with feedback. And of course, the biggest piece of feedback you will get is watching yourself on film or watching yourself on a stage and fixing any of those things that you think won't resonate with your audience. So having community, having some sort of feedback model, especially for introverts, is going to be critical.
So do a dry run.
Basically. Exactly. Lots of rehearsing.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about what kinds of things you can put in there, because I mean, I'm a natural educator, teacher. I love explaining things. And when I'm on a one-on-one coaching call, you know, I let the client set the pace, but we can go into like, we can go really, really deep if that's where it's going. But when I'm presenting to a larger group, I find it difficult to find that balancing point. I think I was saying to you earlier, I'm so used to knowing what I know, I forget how much of it is new information. Mm-hmm. So how do you go about, like, what should you include in your event? Like, what, mm-hmm. how deep should you go?
Well, and your audience is made up of other online marketers, correct? Mm-hmm. So I think where you need to start is actually the end point. What is the product or service that you are driving your audience to? And then working backwards, the things that they need to believe in order to purchase that service. Those are the things that you're tackling in that live event, or maybe the live event before the other live event. We talk a lot about funnels in online marketing circles, and it really is finding that one thing that they need to believe or that bridge that they need to cross in order to get the next step of the funnel. So be it a lead magnet or a challenge or a live webinar, whatever it solves leads into the next step in your funnel, whatever that step of the funnel may be for you.
So if this was like a romantic relationship, you're not proposing, you're not trying to walk them down the aisle right now. What you're doing is, this is your first date, and you just give them enough information that they want a second date.
Correct. I love that analogy, right? We're not overwhelming the person. We're just getting them to the next step in the funnel or the next step in the date.
Yeah, exactly. They don't need to fall in love with you. They don't need to know that it's forever right now. You don't have to sell them everything about yourself or everything about your offer. You just have to help them get to the next date, to the next step, feeling comfortable.
And I think that's one of the common challenges us as online marketers face, is we want to give everyone all of our information. We tend to be a selfless people, and we want to give them as much as humanly possible, not realizing that that's going to overwhelm them. And so just giving them a little bit, enough that they can take an action and they see success. Once they start seeing success following your steps, your formula, they're going to come back for more. It is that little dopamine hit. Yeah. They experience success, and now they want to experience more success. And so that lead magnet, that webinar, even that in-person presentation is just giving them enough to give them that dopamine hit and keep them coming back.
I love it. Yeah. One of the lead magnets I've been working on with a client recently it's a guide. So it's not a live event, but it's a simple, we've adopted this approach where we talk about like, here's a problem, here's the reason this is happening, and here's a quick win. Mm-hmm. And it's just like everything's broken up very simply. Like, I'm not going to fix the problem, but I'm going to give you something that you can do right now that's going to relieve some of that pain.
As it does need to be easy. Yeah. One of my mantras in personal branding is it needs to be authentic, accessible, and easy. And if you can make your offering, whether it's the webinar or the lead magnet, if you can make it authentic, accessible, and easy to follow, then you've created a fan for life.
I have my own little one. I have assertive, specific, and simple.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
It's basically the same formula.
Yeah, except mine spells ass.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it.
Are you ready to supercharge your online community growth? Unlock the secret to crafting irresistible free resources and creating landing pages that captivate your audience. Grab the free lead magnet and landing page template. In this guide, I'll show you how to make your free resource magnetic and your landing page irresistible. Get ready to transform your online presence and watch your community thrive. Head to showingupsolo.com/free to download the template now, and let's embark on this journey together.
Yeah, so I think, I also think one of the, I know the first few times, like, you start to host something live, it can be a little, I don't know, disheartening when you show up to an empty virtual room. Mm-hmm. But that can also work out really well because you can just pretend you're talking to a huge engaged audience and just, I've done it myself where I've just gone, okay, no one's here, I'm just going to go all in and just like really express it, because you still have that content afterwards, even if the live event, you can still reuse that content for future things.
You know, you've done it, I've done it. And one of the examples I've heard recently is Jay Shetty, right? He has the number one podcast in the world, by the way. His first in-person presentation speaking about how to find mindfulness in your life was to an empty room. And so he presented to an empty room. And of course, now he's, you know, he's got the number one podcast in the world and quite a large following. So I think going through those motions is very important for a number of reasons. Number one, we've already talked about the rehearsal and the value of getting feedback, even if it's just your own feedback. But number two, it's getting over that limiting belief that you can do this and you are in a position to do this. Doing it to an empty room, I think, serves a lot more purpose than actually doing it to a full room, at least your first time out.
Yeah.
Let's make sure we can get some bums and seats for the next one.
Yes. Yes. And that's all to do with your marketing, of course. So, obviously most of our focus is on online marketing, but I would be remiss if I did not take advantage of your industry knowledge when it comes to in-person events and speaking. What are the advantages to my listeners in booking speaking events, and how does one even begin in doing that?
It's a great question. So obviously there's a lot of events, but find ones that are attracting the people that you're trying to attract into your funnel. Again, I think the biggest challenge is finding those events where your paying customers exist. Once you find those events, though, there are meeting planners behind those events who are trying to fill speaker seats. They'll do it through a call of proposals, maybe on their website. But the more effective method, I really do think, is reaching out with that direct email with your PR package to say, hey, I'm an expert in such and such, and you have an event coming up in 12 or 14 months. What is your process for getting on your speaker docket? Some conferences do pay for speaking, some do not, and it's based purely on exposure. You'll need to decide what the ROI is for you to attend those speaking events, but that is an incredible way, again, to build trust. We all have these online marketing methods, and next to live events, the webinars is a great way to build trust. But live events gives you opportunity to get real-time feedback and to network with your ideal client right there on the spot. And the feedback can continue. You can continue talking to your ideal audience member about what challenges and pain points that they face. What other things are they learning in that room? What industry trends are they faced with? So in-person industry events is a treasure trove of learnings for you, as well as being one of the potential teachers of this group.
Yeah, I think, and then you're right, you have all that downtime, that in-between time, mm-hmm. that, you know, that having the coffee break, lunch break to really build some conversations and form some connections with people both before and after you do your speaking. Mm-hmm. So you're right, like and you don't get that opportunity online. You basically leave the ball in someone else's court to come and reach out to you afterwards. It's not as simple as just hanging back at the back of the room, you know.
Yeah, well, and you raise a good point about hanging back at the back of the room, because introverts, obviously, in-person networking is going to be a little bit tougher. But if you are an introvert, we bring into the room something that our extrovert friends don't have as much of. We bring an ear to listen. And that's going to be your superpower as you pick up on these conversations. You pick up on what the industry is talking about, their pain points, their challenges, things that are going well even, and how you can parlay that into your own content. So being an introvert in a networking room is not all doom and gloom. You can use that as an opportunity to learn so much about your ideal audience.
I'm an introvert too. Mm-hmm. And it terrifies me going to a room full of people I don't know, but I try to remove the safety net of going with too many people I know, so that I don't stick to the person I know really well, like glue. And then I try to, like, when I'm sat down, if I sit down at the same table for the whole thing, I'll make an effort to talk to everybody at the table, mm-hmm. and then to be at a different table the next time I sit down, like whether it's the next day or at the dinner event or whatever, so I can talk to, again, everybody at the table. And just try to, you don't have to meet everybody, just try to find an opportunity to talk to, like, just start a conversation. And I know that's really scary. Mm-hmm. Just, I mean, at least you all know you have something in common because you're all at this event, right? Mm-hmm. So you can start with, are you local, or did you travel in, or that's a cute haircut, you know, like.
Well, and even those, I call them conversation starters. When you do have that like-minded thing in place, you can dive into a bit deeper questions. For example, what session are you looking forward to most during the duration of the event? Or what are a couple things that you want to take away from this event when you leave on Thursday? Because that's all great information again. What is it that those people are trying to get from the event? What are the things that draw them to the event in the first place? And again, all of those are divine breadcrumbs that you can now work into your content, into your own funnel, and hopefully attract those same people.
Yeah, so in between, you don't actually have to be the person going out and doing speaking. You just have to be the person asking questions.
Correct.
You just need to be the question giver. And that's a way more comfortable spot, because you can pose a question, sit back and listen, pose another question, and just, so it's a way more comfortable position to be in as an introvert.
Well, and a gateway to doing that solo public speaking engagement is to maybe see if there's an opportunity for you to speak on a panel. Mm-hmm. Panels are a great way to provide insights that don't have to be rehearsed too much in advance. And you'll typically have a moderator that steers the conversation, kind of like what you're doing with me right now. So for introverts, the panel opportunity gives you that little bit of confidence, right? Now you've got a little bit of a dopamine hit. And once you get well-versed at being able to do those panels, maybe that's your next step then is, okay, I've done the panel thing. I'm ready now to provide my own content in a workshop-style setting.
So I do think we could probably go on and on and on and on about this, and I would love to. But let's have a look again at, so if you are hosting, assuming we've convinced you, you're hosting an event, whether it's live or online, what are Leanne's, like, best tips, like top five, or about, you don't have to go up with five, but you know, what are your best tips or pieces of advice for hosting a successful event or speaking successfully?
Yes. If we're talking about speaking, we're staring at the camera or we're on that stage, start with a story. Make sure that you hook your audience in with a story. This comes before even introducing yourself. Start with a story, and you've now brought the audience in. They want to learn more. Once you go through the content, make sure you end with a super clear call to action. What is the next logical step that you want them to take? Whether it's to connect with you on Instagram or download a specific lead magnet or email you because you want to do more speaking events make sure that there's a clear CTA at the end. Everything in the middle, I think, is up for interpretation, Hannah. I'm not going to lie. But of course, in that content, and we've talked about this already, is you don't need to give them the entire recipe for the creme brulee. You just need to tell them what grocery store to go to get the best ingredients. So keep it simple, give them the next logical step in their journey, and they'll be coming back for more.
I love it. I love it. You've already got my like cogs turning ahead of, I'm like, oh my gosh, I've started with story. Because I do have a story at the beginning of my workshop,
oh,
but
perfect.
It's, I introduce myself first and then I go into my famous shoe store analogy, which listeners will be very familiar with, but it's like, that's basically the framework for my whole workshop, which you'll get to experience.
Can't wait. It's going to be a fun weekend.
Yeah. But yeah, you've got my like cogs turning. And then just before we go, like, what should you bring if you're going to an in-person event? Just as like a little, you know, what should you make sure you have as like your survival kit?
For yes, that's a great question. Depending on what direction your own personal brand is taking, if your brand includes those recognizable traits, be it a signature piece of clothing or a jewelry or a briefcase or a mode of dress, obviously make sure you bring that. Bring your business cards to ensure that people are following up, and just bring your smile. Make yourself approachable so that people want to have a conversation with you and learn a little bit more about you.
Yeah, and actually, as a piece of advice for that, I've got some lovely therapist clients, and I picked this stat up doing some content for them. But most of us assume that people like us way less than they actually do. So go into the room. If you think about how much people like you, on a scale of 1 to like not at all to 10, oh my gosh, we're BFFs now. Mm-hmm. Most of us way underestimate it. Mm-hmm. So just go in there assuming everyone likes you 10 out of 10.
Yes,
agree. Because you'll actually That's be closer strategy. To the truth with that. So yeah. Go in with a 10 out of 10 attitude.
I love that. Positive intelligence, people.
Yeah, yeah. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for just taking the time out, you know, ahead of the summit to come and be on the podcast, Leanne. For my listeners who are now super fascinated and wanting to find you, where can they find you online?
The two places I hang my hat the most, I am a LinkedIn geek, a LinkedIn trainer, so you can find me over at LinkedIn, and then I have my website over at leannecalderwood.com.
Great. We'll make sure we get everything in the show notes for everybody who's interested in reaching out. Thank you again so much for joining. I've had a great time.
I have too. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Showing Up Solo. If you've enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving us a review or sharing your thoughts in the comments. These simple gestures help us appease the algorithm gods and continue to bring you great, free education. Ready to navigate the world of marketing with confidence? Take the Marketing Compass Quiz, available at showingupsolo.com, to discover the next phase of your journey. And don't forget to explore our range of courses and coaching programs while you're there. Let's transform your solo venture into a thriving success story together. Until the next episode, keep showing up and making your mark in the world of solopreneurship. See you soon.